Money changes everything, and that's why we visit with our financial friend Ron Samford from Metairie Bank. He's the president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scoot. Always a pleasure to be here.
All right, so give us the latest information on the Paycheck Protection Program, which affects a lot of people. There may be a second round of this.
There is going to be a second round, and it just began actually Monday of this week on a limited basis. It's a $285 billion program that's kind of a repeat of the first round of Paycheck Protection Program loans that were made last year. That was a $525 billion program. So this is a little bit smaller, and it has a little bit tighter restrictions, but it's intended to get to the really smaller businesses, the minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses that may not have had the opportunity to participate fully.
You know, Ron, you're involved in the private sector, and it's not necessarily the fault of bureaucracy as much as it is the nature of bureaucracy. But bureaucracy has a very hard time of being fair. It's either all one way or all the other way, and so consequently, a lot of people who don't deserve help end up getting help, and not just during the pandemic, but just in general, because a bureaucracy tends to handle everybody the same. And like, for example, at Metairie Bank, everybody's handled as an individual.
Exactly right, and you're true. You're right on point about the bureaucracy, but sometimes the people who have more are better able to take advantage of the same set of circumstances. That's just the way it is. And there's some thought that some of the first round of Paycheck Protection loans went to bigger corporations and people that didn't necessarily need the funding. And this round is meant to get around those hard edges of round two. But the second draw PPP program is still intended for those who did get a PPP loan in round one. That's when it's called the second draw. You can still apply for a first round PPP loan, but the second draw is intended for the latter.
But they're going to be a little stricter with who they give the loans to the second time around.
Exactly. Okay. Some of the criteria, for example, you have to demonstrate that you had at least a 25% loss in revenue in one quarter between 2020 and the prior year, 2019, in order to be eligible. You've also got to make the assertion, as you did in the first round, but you have to make it again, that current economic uncertainty makes this loan request necessary to support the ongoing operations of your business. So you've got to make that attestation. You have to have fewer employees. First round, you could have up to 500. This round, you can only have 300. And they've increased the bucket of eligible expenses that you can really spend the funding on. So that's a good thing. A broader array of expenses are eligible under this program.
Yeah, you know, that's good, because there was a little doubt that some people who got help that didn't really need the help, but they got it. I'm sure when you see in the news this historic place in the French Quarter, Matassus's store, when you see that this is closing down, it's got to break your heart, because with Metairie Bank, you've seen businesses just destroyed by this pandemic.
We really have, and that is heartbreaking. Scoot, an institution like Matassus, it's 100 years old, been there forever, and stretches into the music business besides the grocery business. It's really hard, and we're really working hard to save these institutions. And for example, Metairie Bank, in the first round, Scoot, we did 880 loans for $52 million. That's an average of only $57,000 a loan. The statewide average, Louisiana got $7.6 billion, 78,000 small businesses, saved 500,000 jobs. That average loan was $97,000. So we were almost half of the state average, and the national average was even higher than that on the amount of the loan size. So we're really working hard to try to help the mom and pop businesses.
Yes, as a banker, you're one of the good guys. I mean, you are trying to help.
You bet, and we feel it. Our folks feel that. They are affected by how important this second round is, and want to do everything in our power to make sure that the people who are eligible can apply and get a part of this funding.
Oh, Ron, as always, thanks for your financial information.
You bet, Scoot. Thanks
All
a
right.
lot.
Ron Samford, who is the president and CEO of Metairie Bank.